had to leave you with a title to recall this preacher word this morning, it would simply be it unto me. Here in this passage of scripture, we are given the announcement of Mary of the conception of our Lord Jesus Christ, in which we are told several things. The first, that she was engaged to a man named Joseph, but Joseph was not the father. She is a virgin, and the child that is being conceived is conceived by the Holy Ghost, and that this child would be called the Son of God. And although these details are of great importance, the thing that caught my eye, the thing that resonated in my soul, was Mary's response to the angel who had given her so much to process in that moment. And she simply said, "Be it unto me." As I prepared this message, I thought to myself, this was a humble and a submissive statement from Mary. And although I had not yet gotten a revelation of what it meant, the depths of my soul, I knew that her response was a mouthful and it was fully loaded. And what did she mean? Be it unto me. Like many mothers, we quickly find that when we have children, and I won't say that it's done intentionally, but we are somehow outshined and overlooked by our addition that arrives. And don't get me wrong, we don't mind it at all, because we even do it to ourselves. So much so that I have found that we are no longer given a first name, and sometimes we don't even have a last name. We are mothers that are simply identified as such and such as mom. So I didn't want to treat my dear sister Mary, aka Jesus's mother, or the mother of Jesus in that way today. But instead, I wanted us to see Mary and to truly understand what she meant by "be it unto me." One of the main things I wanted us to see concerning this statement of Mary is that it was of great significance, because in fact it was her response to her call and to her purpose. Being a mother is not often looked upon as a call or a purpose, but I came to tell you that any time that God has assigned you to something, he has called you and he has appointed you and he has purposed you and he has equipped you specifically to fulfill that which he has assigned you, and he's equipped you to be a good steward over that which he has assigned you. So Mary's response, "Be it unto me, let it be so," was the answer to her call and her purpose to motherhood. I just want to encourage a mother this morning in the house by letting you know that when the child was conceived, God was in fact matching you with your destiny. So often it's our children that God will use to mature us. It's so often that God will use our children to give us the desires to want to be better. So often God will use the gift of our children to push us to purpose and to shape us and to groom us and to provide us with the patience we need in life, to give us skills and abilities and to propel us to walk a walk of maturity. And if we're honest as mothers, many of us will say that it's our children often that has kept us from doing wrong, kept us from walking off a job, made us grow up even when things didn't look right. It made us think things through because of the children. Our children may not have been the savior of the world like Mary's baby, but God sure used that child and those children to save our life. And answering the call to motherhood, just like the day we accepted the Lord Jesus into our life and savior of our souls, was just the beginning to our destiny. Not only was this statement of answering the call and the purpose, but "be it unto me was also her response of faith to the unknown. Somebody say it was her response of faith to the unknown. See, just like every mother in this room, Mary was not given a manual as to how to care for the child or how to raise the child up. It was OJT, on the job training. In fact, Mary received more information about her child than any of us would ever receive. And although she had some insight, she still had some unknown and unforeseen events to overcome as a mother. The most immediate unknown event that she had was that she would have to deal with the fact that she was pregnant with a baby and Joseph was not even the father. I'm sure that she was wondering what response would it be that he would give her and what would that mean for her and her baby. I'm sure that when there was no room in Bethlehem and she was about to give birth to her baby, the unknown fact of where she would deliver the child safely sure had to cross her mind. I'm almost certain that when Jesus as a child went missing and couldn't be found for 3 days, that the unknown of his safety and the unknown of his location had to trouble her mind. And just like Mary, when we answered the call to motherhood, we said yes to God in faith, and we said yes to what was unknown. We said yes to the unknown that a child could be born with a rare disease. We said yes to the unknown of how we're going to feed another mouth outside of ours. We said yes to what we didn't know. We said yes when we answered the call of motherhood, and yes to the unknown of an absent father and maybe even a divorce that thrusted us into single parenthood. We said yes to things that we had no idea we were saying yes. Mary didn't know. She didn't know the unknowns of her baby boy. She did not know of the unknowns of motherhood. She did not know that it would bring to her life what it would bring to her life. But in faith, she said yes, in spite of all the unknown factors. And it caused her to be blessed among all women. And just like Mary, I believe that our yes in faith and to the unknown of motherhood will always and shall always provide a means for us to be blessed. I believe our yes in spite of the unknown will cause us to be victorious in every situation because of our faith in God. And it is well with our soul when we say yes to motherhood. Not only was this response answering her call and the unknown, but be it unto me was also an answer to pain. It was an answer to agony. It was an answer to sacrifice. As I said earlier, children often outshine their mothers once they are born, and rightly so in the case of Mary, since she was giving birth to the Savior of the world. For it was he who paid the ultimate sacrifice for the world. It was he who agonized over our sin. It was he who was beaten, and it was he who endured much pain for us. And while he was concerned about us, I just believe that Mary as a mother was concerned about him. And while she was watching her child go through, she too was agonizing. And while she was watching him go through the pain, being beat for us, she too felt pain. And while she watched him be a sacrifice for me and for you, I believe that she too sacrificed by giving up her son. As mothers, we hurt when our children hurt. We certainly feel pain when they are in pain. As mothers, we sacrifice for our children. We go through agony all the day long. We agonize at night in the midnight hour, praying that God will break through for them. We pray and we agonize. We suffer and we sacrifice. We suffer and we sacrifice. We send them to school and we put our stuff on the backdrop. We put money on their school accounts, and we eat peanut butter and jelly. We do it all, hallelujah, for the sake of what God is doing in us. Hallelujah. God, be it unto me. Let it be so. When we are saying yes, we are accepting the pain, we are accepting the agony, and we are accepting the sacrifice that come with the call what you're accepting. Hallelujah. Sometimes you don't know, but I'm telling you, you got to know what you're accepting. Well, I can't leave you right here, but before I take my seat, I have to tell you one more thing. When she said, "Be it unto me," it also meant that she had to know who she was. In verse 38, she made a declaration before she says, "Be it unto me." She said, "I am the Lord's servant." Some translations may say, "Behold, I am the handmaiden of the Lord." I believe in that moment that Mary had an epiphany. I believe in that moment that she recognized who she was. I believe in that moment that something awakened in her. Something called faith. Something called hope. Something called love awakened in her. And she began to recognize who she was. She began to recognize who she was and realized that she had nothing at all to fear, for God was with her. And if God was with her, she could answer yes. Yes to everything that was laid out before her as she was answering her call. So no matter what comes your way, no matter what obstacles you may face, no matter what situation, no matter what winds may blow, no matter if he stays or go, no matter if you gotta do it alone, no matter, hallelujah, you gotta create a village, hallelujah, no matter, you gotta know who you are in Christ, you gotta know who you are as a mother, and you gotta begin to work what you know, hallelujah. You got to begin to work and say, "Greater is he that is in me. I shall make it. I don't care what happens. I can lose my job. I can have to resign and quit. I can do a lot of things. But I know that God is with me. And if God is with me, he shall see me through." You got to know who you are. And you got to exercise who you are. You got to begin to pray. You got to begin to seek God as a mother. That's what we're called to do. It's our call. It's our purpose. And we got to take it seriously, because our children need to be covered. Our children need prayer. They're suffering with all kinds of manner of evil, depression. They're suffering, hallelujah, with all kinds of manner of evil. Evil sayers, they're suffering with all kinds of manner of evil. People are against them. The temptations are really thick out here. And we got to cover our children, hallelujah, in prayer. So we may have to go through some agony. We may have to go through some sacrifice. But I came to encourage a mother this morning and say, you were called for this. You were equipped for this. You can make it. You are the head and not the tail. You are more than a conqueror. You have all that you need in Christ to make it through. Don't let your circumstances tell you anything different. Lift your hands and say, "Be it unto me, God. Be it unto me. All that motherhood brings, be it unto me. Because I know I'm equipped. I know I can make it. And I know it doesn't look like what it looks like, but it looks like what you say it is. You say I'm a winner, just like Mary, you said she was blessed among women. That doesn't leave me out. I'm blessed among women too. I'm blessed among women too. I may didn't have the Savior of the world, but I had what you gave me, Jesus. And I'm going to put to work what you gave me." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I wanted to encourage our mothers this morning and let them know that you were called for this. This is what you were called to. Don't negate the call because it gets rough. Don't negate the call because you got to do it by yourself. Don't negate the call because you don't have the finances to sustain. But know that God will see you through. You don't have anything to fear. But gird yourself in the word of God. Gird yourself in prayer. Gird yourself up for your children, that they can see a woman, an example that they can live by. Amen. Give God some praise. give God some praise. I know I'm not the